Hi, welcome to Serial Dates. Today I want to share with you a really powerful tool that can help you connect with your child through reading, even if you're not around. Stay tuned. Well, hello everyone. This is Daniela Pereda, flying solo again. John, where are you? So I wanted to talk a little bit about something that we've implemented at school this year, and we're already loving it so much. So I want to share with you. Before we do that, I know when I do these solo episodes, I often forget to do a parenting moment, but I have a couple that I think are pretty funny. So the first is related to bilingualism. Today I had a meeting after school, and so my mom picked up the boys from bilingual family and brought them to our house. And she was like letting our dogs in, and our youngest dog is kind of, new to everything. He's a puppy. And so he was trying to get on the table or like trying to get things from the table. And so my mom was telling him, "Down, no, down." And so Mateo told her, "Nona, Cappuccino no habla inglés, él solo habla español." So Nona speaks Spanish too, but for some reason, at her house, they speak to the dogs in English. And even at our house, our two dogs that we had before the boys, we spoke to them in English, and so they don't really understand Spanish, the other dogs. But Cappuccino came after the boys, and so we wanted to make sure that he was bilingual or that at least he understood Spanish commands. And so it was just so funny that Mateo just knew which language Cappuccino spoke. That was just pretty funny. By the way, Mateo is our 4-year-old. And then our 2-year-old, they're both about to be 5 and 3. Our 2-year-old kind of broke my heart last night. If you have two children, maybe you can relate, or maybe you're a much better parent than I am, and you have all the special things that you've done for your oldest, you've also done for your youngest. But last night I realized, it's always in the back of my mind, like Elias doesn't really have like a photo book of when he was a baby, and his room isn't fully decorated like Mateo's is with his name and all this stuff. And so Mateo has a picture wall in his room of like the day that we did our gender reveal and all of his grandparents, and just it's like a beautiful photo wall. And even though he's not in any of the pictures, because in all the pictures I'm pregnant, it has like our family in it. And so Elias, we were in Elias's room, and he was taking pretend pictures of us. Like he was going around like taking pictures of us with this with a pretend phone, and then like taking them to the wall and putting him on the wall, like imaginary pictures on the wall. And it made me so sad. But I also had already, it's like he read his mind, like we're connected somehow, but I had already ordered like the gallery picture frames. I don't have the pictures yet, but I had already ordered them like the day before, or maybe even yesterday. And so to see him do that, it was like, yes, he definitely needs to have that too. Because we all love seeing pictures of our family. So anyway, that's the parenting moment. And what I wanted to talk to you about today was the power of using audiobooks for your children. And so, if you've been following Bilingual Family for any time, or if you've been listening to the podcast, you may know that we have lots of recorded books that we have for our classroom. We have a lending library of now almost 200 books recorded. And we still have lots of books that we haven't recorded yet. And so this year, we decided that whenever a child's job that week is libros or books, which means they get to pick out which book we're going to read, they will also take one of these books home. and parents will read them and record themselves reading it. And then we will play that audio in the classroom. So it's as if that parent is there reading the book. And I cannot tell you how, I'm speechless, like just seeing their face light up when they hear their parents' voice reading the book. And not only that, but all the other children are like fully focused because it's not Ms. Daniela or Ms. Leah or Ms. Candy reading the book. It's somebody's parent. And so I wanted to offer that to you because I think there's lots of different applications for this technology. And it's pretty simple. I think sometimes we think it's going to be a lot harder than it actually is until we do it. So I'm going to try to talk you through the process, but I'm also going to include a free like tutorial on our online platform so that you can follow it and do it. And also you can share it with grandparents, friends, like if someone lives in a different state and you want them to read a book to your child, I think of grandparents, and especially for this podcast where our goal is to raise bilingual children. Imagine, like now I want to send books to my uncles in Colombia and my cousins and have them read their favorite book in Spanish. And then we can listen to it here. And so that's basically what I'm going to do here, or attempt to do, because it's, it's audio based. But if you have an iPhone, and again, I don't know how this would work on an Android, but if you have an iPhone, you can go to the Voice Memo app, which is actually what I'm using right now to record this podcast, because John has left the building, not the entire building, but just the podcast building. He may come back, but as of right now, it just takes too long for us to find a time that we can record together, that we're not extremely exhausted, and then for him to find the time to edit the podcast. So this is raw audio you're hearing. I do not edit. I do not pause. I do not break. So bear with me. But anyway, so you open up your Voice Memo app, you hit the red button, and you start reading the book. What we have implemented at school is we ask the parents to say, "Hola, soy Daniela, la mamá de Mateo y Elías." So that way their voice and the names of their children is saved in our little library forever. So maybe when their kids are really old and they have children, they can listen to, grandma reading the book to them. So anyway, that's how you record the book. And then you can just save the audio, the voice memo, as the title of the book. So that's the simple part. The next part is a little tricky. And that is to create a QR code, which you can do, but you don't have to do. You can just save the audio. Like right now, what we're doing at school is I'm saving it as files on my phone. And so I just play the audio as the children, like as we're reading the book during class from my phone. But my plan is that once I have enough audios to print off a whole page of QR codes, then I will create those QR codes. So the way you create a QR code is you have to upload the audio somewhere online that will give you a web address to it. So for us, it's our website, but I know not everyone has a website. So you can actually save it onto Google Drive, and that specific file for the media will have an address to it, like a link. So then you take that link and you go to, there's lots of different websites that you can create a QR code. So you can just Google create QR code and use one of those. You'll paste the web address that's linked to the audio, and it'll give you a QR code. And then you can print that off and actually paste it, like tape it, to the book. so that anytime that you want to listen to that person reading the book, you can scan it with your phone. So I know it's really difficult to picture all this in a podcast, but like I said, I will create like a text instruction sheet for you. And then I also have some videos that I'll put it all in one place and link it in the show notes for you, because I do think it's incredibly powerful for the classroom. If you're a teacher, this is great. This is a great way for parents who may not be able to, take an hour or so to come and read to the students. Or maybe, you just want to have that book recorded to listen at any time. It doesn't have to be for a special day that, Mateo's parents are coming to read a book, but it can be any time and it can be available. And children can listen to other parents reading books. I think that's powerful too. It's specifically in this setting where it's a bilingual school, where children can hear other parents who are maybe also learning the language. And so they see, I think it creates that value. Like, people see that this thing about learning a second language, like learning Spanish, is important to not just my parents, but everybody's parents here. Like, this collectively is really important to all of us. And I hear, Mateo's dad struggling. Well, he didn't sound like he was struggling, but you can tell that Spanish is not his native language as he's reading the book. And I think that's important. And so use it for that. Use it to connect with families far away. Use it to always remember someone's voice. Use it in any way you would like. But I think it's powerful. I think it's a great way to use technology. You may know I'm not a big fan of like screen time or using technology in that sense of like apps and TV shows to teach a language. But this is more of using technology as a tool to connect to the text, to connect to the person who's reading the book. So I really hope this was helpful, and I hope you record a book. You can do it right now. You can pause. It literally takes less than 5 minutes to record a short picture book for your child, or for, I mean, I get I, the possibilities are endless. I think of like Christmas gifts. Like, imagine if grandparents got their grandchildren books that had the QR code of their voice in it for Christmas, or for like a baby shower. If, it's kind of typical now, or not typical, but common now, that they'll ask for a book instead of a card for baby showers to build the baby's library. Well, imagine if all those books were recorded by the people who gave the gift. That would be amazing. So try it out. Try it out. Let us know what you think. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to guide you through how to do it. But I promise it's a lot easier than it sounds. So, all right, well, I hope you go record an awesome book. You can also just record a story of when you were young. Anything that saves your voice and your story and your message and helps you connect with your child. All right, I'm done rambling. I hope you guys enjoy. Adios. Hey, and by the way, if you haven't done so already, please give us a review. It really does help our podcast grow and it helps other bilingual families find this podcast so that we can continue to create a community of bilingual families. Thank you so much.